You're listening to Impact. I'm Carrie Kaufman. So I was flipping through Twitter the other day and came across a plea for guitars. Yeah, guitars. Paul Kleeman teaches guitar to about 200 students at Del Sol Academy. The school has about 60 guitars, perfectly fine for a class of students to play in class. But 200 students are now learning from home, and many of them don't have instruments. So Kleeman was asking people for their old guitars, which might be gathering dust. And he tagged just about every guitar manufacturer in North America. Paul Kleeman is with us to talk about his journey to equip each of his students with an instrument. Welcome to the show, Paul.
Thank you for having me.
So I answered you on Twitter, and then I noticed that Zappos answered you on Twitter. So have they stepped up?
Zappos has stepped up. Zappos contacted me that night, actually, and said they're willing to either do a one-to-one match. So for every guitar I get donated, they're willing to donate one, or a flat donation. And I'm still working out the final details with them, but I'm kind of leaning towards a flat donation because that's a little bit easier on me. And I can just, you know, put all that money into instruments right away.
So a flat donation, we're talking about $100 per guitar. Is that what you said?
It's about a starting beginning guitar. They kind of fluctuate. So I'm looking for the best deal I can get. I'm hoping that I can contact some of these guitar manufacturers and, you know, be like, hey, Zappos stepped up and gave me this donation. What can you guys do to help me make get the most out of this donation?
So Del Sol is an arts academy. Tell me about your students.
I am actually the only portion of the performing arts department that's not a magnet. So I teach a lot of the zoned kids. So Del Sol is a comprehensive high school with a magnet for the performing arts inside. So we have students that are there to learn how to play band instruments, orchestra instruments, dance, theater, and all aspects of theater, design for costumes, theater tech, and acting. And we started a cinematic arts program. So I am not in a magnet, but I do serve some of the magnet kids. And a vast majority of my students are actually the kids that are zoned to go to Del Sol.
Okay, and they don't have instruments. How do they practice?
So the way the guitar program was conceived by the Clark County School District was we have a class set of guitars, and I have about 60 guitars that are in my classroom. My class sizes never exceed 40 to 42 because it's as big as my classroom is. So I always have guitars for the students during school, and then I have guitars that I can lend the students after school. And if they forget to bring it back or whatever, you know, I have a few extras that they can use. So it's never been a problem until we have the distance learning thing that's happened since COVID.
Okay, so you're the guitar teacher. There is a band teacher and there is an orchestra. How are they dealing with getting instruments? Is everybody going on Twitter and tagging the instrument makers in Zappos?
They are not. The way that band is kind of in general, I mean, they have more instruments because it's less sanitary to share, you know, a flute amongst multiple students.
True.
So they have more instruments in their inventory in general, but they're also concerned too, because they only have so many instruments and they're working on trying to scramble to get instruments as well.
Interesting. And what is the district saying? Any help coming from there at all?
I have not heard anything from the district. We're in an unprecedented time, and I know they're trying to do everything they can to make it happen. But with the outcomes of the legislative session that we had in the summer, it definitely hurt the free money in the school district in general, because we are in a once in a lifetime pandemic, and, you know, having the casinos closed definitely hurt the revenue.
So I'm going to call out to people, what kind of guitars are you looking for? Are you starting with classical? Are you looking for anything? Tell me.
So honestly, I'm looking for anything, because a guitar is a guitar is a guitar in distance learning. In my classroom, the guitars I have primarily are classical nylon string guitars. But if people are generous enough to help out my students and the students of the Clark County School District, anything is going to be welcome.
Do you have a GoFundMe set up for this?
GoFundMes are not allowed by the school district.
No, of course not.
It's okay. So My workaround is my banker has set up a direct link into my school account where people can donate. And I'll be sharing that on social media over the next day to
Okay.
make sure everything works. And I've also started an Amazon wish list, which is an appropriate use
Okay.
with I found a couple guitars that are like a good pack, I guess it's about $100 that I can use to have people donate to that too. So those are the both causes I have going.
Okay, good. So give me those links and I will put them on our website. If you want to donate a guitar to Paul or Del Sol, or if you've got another instrument sitting around, maybe a clarinet that you haven't played in 20 or 30 years that you want to donate to a school, we'll get you hooked up to schools that need them.
If they want to donate any other instruments, I'd be more than happy to do the legwork to get them to somebody else.
Yay! Meanwhile, the links to donate guitars will be on our website at kunv.org. Paul, thanks for talking to me and good luck.